On the evening of Friday, April 19th, 2024, SwimSwam reported that the Chinese women's 800 free relay from the 2020 Tokyo Olympics would be stripped of their gold medals due to a doping infraction. SwimSwam was being told by multiple sources that members of the American women's 800 free relay had heard from USADA that they would be getting bumped up from the silver medal they earned in Tokyo to gold. Just hours later, the Herald Sun reported that 23 Chinese swimmers had tested positive for TMZ just months before the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, but no one knew about it. So let's break this whole story down from start to finish of what we know so far about this Chinese doping controversy. As I said in the beginning, this started when SwimSwam published an article saying that it was hearing from multiple sources that the Chinese women's 800 free relay was going to be DQ'd, meaning that the American women's 800 free relay would be bumped up from silver to gold. That article was published on Friday night. By Saturday morning, SwimSwam had heard from World Aquatics denying that there was any anti-doping rule violation that they were aware of. In that same time frame, the Herald Sun had published an article saying that 23 Chinese swimmers had tested positive for trimethoprim, or TMZ, a heart medication that has been banned by WADA, or the World Anti-Doping Association, for years, while at a training camp just months before the start of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. In response to all of these positive tests, the Chinese Anti-Doping Organization, or CHINADA, acquitted all 23 swimmers without penalties after finding that the samples were flagged as positive as a result of contamination. Basically, CHINADA said, "Hey, Chinese swimmers, you're all good because even though you did test positive for TMZ, we're not going to punish you because we think that was a result of you eating something that had TMZ in it." The Herald Sun went on to say that both WADA and World Aquatics were notified of these positive results, but both agreed that the results of the test were caused by a contamination and did not sanction any of the athletes who tested positive, and also didn't tell anyone that this had happened. World Aquatics is quoted as saying, "We are confident that these AAFs, or adverse analytical findings, were handled diligently and professionally and in accordance with all applicable anti-doping regulations, including the World Anti-Doping Code." WADA's Senior Director of Science and Medicine made a similar statement. "We even sought pharmacokinetic and metabolism information from the manufacturer of TMZ in assessing the plausibility of the contamination scenario that was presented to WADA. Ultimately, we concluded that there was no concrete basis to challenge the asserted contamination. Indeed, the contamination scenario was further supported by the combination of the consistently low concentrations of TMZ, as well as no doping pattern, with several athletes presenting multiple samples collected over the course of several days, which fluctuated between negative and positive, and vice versa." A little more background on TMZ, or trimethoprim. It is a heart medication that is used in many countries, but is not used in the United States because it is not approved for sale by the FDA. It has been on WADA's banned list since 2014. The New York Times then released an article divulging that they had done their own investigation into this doping scenario and releasing more information about the initial tests. So obviously, this was a very big shock to the entire swimming network and pretty much the whole world, because there were 23 athletes who tested positive, but no one knew about it. At the very least, them testing positive should have warranted China releasing their process to the general public to say, "We had these athletes who tested positive, but we then conducted an investigation into that positive test and found that their food was contaminated and that's why they tested positive for TMZ." In many cases where an athlete has tested positive for TMZ, their federation or their drug administration would sanction them to be taken out of competition at least until there was a formal hearing to decide what their punishment would be and if they were going to be banned and for how long. This happened in 2019 with American swimmer Madison Cox, who was initially given a 2-year ban for testing positive for TMZ, but ultimately that ban was reduced to 6 months because she proved that she had taken a contaminated supplement. Specifically, the testing positive of TMZ was handled very differently in the case of Kamila Valieva, a Russian figure skater who was set to compete at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Valieva tested positive for TMZ and blamed contaminated food. RUSADA, or the Russian Anti-Drug Administration, cleared Valieva for competition, but WADA appealed this, and ultimately she was given a 4-year ban and not allowed to compete at those 22 Beijing Olympics. So as you can see, this is two similar situations with very, very different outcomes. Chinada seemed to handle the situation similarly to how RUSADA did. They cleared all of their athletes because it was found that their tests had been contaminated. But in the case of Valieva, WADA had intervened. And in this case, WADA had not only okayed it, but not shared it publicly whatsoever. And herein lies the problem. Not only were there lots of positive tests by swimmers who went on to win many medals at those Tokyo Olympics in swimming, specifically 3 gold medals, but there was no transparency in this process by Chinada, WADA, or World Aquatics. So you can see why USADA, the United States Anti-Drug Association, is pretty upset by this. Travis Tygart, the CEO of USADA, had this to say about the situation. It's crushing to see that 23 Chinese swimmers had positive tests for a potent performance-enhancing drug on the eve of the 2021 Olympic Games, as reported by the New York Times and ARD. It's even more devastating to learn the World Anti-Doping Agency and the Chinese Anti-Doping Agency secretly, until now, swept these positives under the carpet by failing to fairly and evenly follow the global rules that apply to everyone else in the world. Our hearts ache for the athletes from the countries who were impacted by this potential cover-up and who may have lost podium moments, financial opportunities, and memories with family that can never be replaced. They have been deeply and painfully betrayed by the system. All of those with dirty hands in burying positive tests and suppressing the voices of courageous whistleblowers must be held accountable to the fullest extent of the rules and law. The same day Mr. Tygart released that statement, WADA released a counter statement that said this: Mr. Tygart's allegations are politically motivated and delivered with the intention of undermining WADA's work to protect clean sport around the world. WADA notes that the damaging comments have been delivered without any supporting evidence whatsoever. The truth of this matter is that according to all available scientific evidence and intelligence thoroughly gathered, assessed, and tested by leading anti-doping experts, WADA had no basis to challenge the explanation of environmental contamination. At all times, WADA acted in good faith according to due process and following advice from external counsel when it decided not to appeal this case. In the absence of any other evidence, WADA, still today, stands by the results of its rigorous scientific investigation as well as the approach of its intelligence and investigations department. WADA's statement of April 20 outlines the agency's position on this file in more detail. It is implicit in this statement that Mr. Tygart does not accept the finding of environmental contamination in this case, although he cannot say why. Yet, it is true that in the United States, WADA has also accepted USADA's similar conclusions of contamination involving a number of U.S. athletes. Mr. Tygart should realize that it is not only American athletes who can fall victim to situations of no-fault contamination. USADA contacted WADA in early 2023 based on a tip it had received about an alleged cover-up involving these cases, but unfortunately was unable to provide any evidence whatsoever. It should be noted that following Mr. Tygart's false allegations, WADA has no choice but to refer this matter to its legal counsel for further action. And then, less than 2 hours after WADA's statement was released, USADA fired back with this. It is disappointing to see WADA stoop to threats and scare tactics when confronted with a blatant violation of the rules governing anti-doping. When you blow away their rhetoric, the facts remain as have been reported. WADA failed to provisionally suspend the athletes, disqualify results, and publicly disclose the positives. These are egregious failures, even if you buy their story that this was contamination and a potent drug magically appeared in a kitchen and led to 23 positive tests of elite Chinese swimmers. Yes, there are contamination cases, and we've been advocating for years to change the water rules for those substances that can potentially cause contamination. TMZ is not in that category. And most importantly, in all contamination cases that we have proven, we provisionally suspended the athlete, disqualified results, found a violation, and issued an announcement as required by the rules. Transparency is the key to shining the light in the darkness, and here, by not following the rules, WADA and Chinata have left clean athletes in the dark. Basically, you have WADA saying, we didn't do anything wrong, we heard what the Chinese said, we believed them, and so we didn't appeal the case. And then you have USADA saying, well, that's not really how you're supposed to do things, that's not how we've ever done things, and that's not the standard we have been held to in the past. So it's kind of curious that you would have 23 positive tests, but not hold China to the same standard as you hold every other country in the world. So that's how federations are reacting. Let's see how swimmers and coaches are reacting. Three-time Olympic champion Adam Peaty questioned why there was never any information released about the situation at the time. Who really benefits from the lack of transparency and secrecy? Whether someone benefits or not, surely at this scale it proves it's systematic. So disappointing from WADA. Notably, Adam Peaty is the two-time defending Olympic champion in the 100 breast, and he is gearing up to go for a third gold medal in the event, where he is set to battle China's Qin Haiyang, who is the 2023 world champion in the event, is ranked number one in the world this year, and was on that list of Chinese swimmers that tested positive for TMZ in 2021. Peaty's teammate, James Guy, had this to say. Wow. Ban them all and never compete again. Give Slam his gold medal now. Slam is a nickname for Duncan Scott, who won a silver medal in the 200 IM behind China's Wang Shun in Tokyo. Wang was another star Chinese swimmer said to have tested positive. Allison Schmidt, who led off the US women's 800 free relay that took silver behind China, shared her thoughts on her Instagram story. It saddens me that the Olympic Games movement and the purity of competition is pushed aside for money and politics. Not only as an Olympic medalist affected by this controversy, but also as an athlete and human being. I'm disappointed in the lack of fair play and integrity that WADA claims to uphold. I remember our team asking to be drug tested after this race, to ensure that we are all clean. Stanford head coach Greg Meehan, who coached the US women at the Tokyo Olympics 3 years ago, said that everyone had concerns of systematic doping during the pandemic because of infrequent testing. Complete lack of transparency by WADA, Chinata, and inconsistent handling of positive tests is appalling. So overall, there's a lot of unrest, and why shouldn't there be? 23 swimmers test positive, and no one knows about it until over 3 years later? Whether it was contaminated or not, that is ridiculous. There should be far more transparency throughout the entire world of swimming and doping control. And I think for many countries, there is. But in this situation, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of it. And once again, that affected many people's medal tally at those Tokyo Olympics, meaning that affected what their history could have been, what their legacy could have been, the endorsement deals that could have come their way, the moments they could have shared with their families. All because a slew of positive tests were brushed under the rug. That's the story so far. When SwimSwam knows more, we will be sure to update you. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.